For some perspective on this latest give and take between the Palestinians and the Israelis, VOA's Carol Castiel spoke with Haith Alamari, Executive Director of the American Task Force on Palestine, and Natan Goodman, Washington Bureau Chief of the Jewish Daily Forward. She asked Alamari why he thinks Israel reneged on releasing the last of the four tranches of prisoners.
As Palestinians see it, this continues in a trend of Israeli behavior where you agree on something and then you renegotiate it, you get the price once and you want to get a second price for it. So from the Palestinians' perspective, this was seen as an Israeli attempt to scuttle the talks and to even humiliate the Palestinians. It was not only the refusal to release the prisoners, but also the announcement of 700 settlement units in a suburb of Jerusalem, in a settlement in Jerusalem. And so all of these things together showed the Palestinians that the Israelis were not serious about moving forward and forced Abbas in some ways to have to take countermeasures to maintain some semblance of credibility to his own population and to his own constituency.
Turning to you, Natan Goodman, how do you see this Israeli reluctance at releasing this last tranche of prisoners? Do you see it as some sort of a way to humiliate the Palestinians, as Haith has communicated? How do you see it?
I think the perception of the Israeli government was that this final wave of Palestinian prisoner release, which included also Israeli Arabs, Palestinians that are citizens of Israel, which is a touchier issue for Israel, this is something that came with a certain political price for President Benjamin Netanyahu. The right wing within his government opposed it, and there was this feeling that if you go ahead with this final release of prisoners, but there is no promise for the continuation of the negotiations once the time lapses next month, there was no sense in actually going forward with this bold move that would cost him politically without any promise for future negotiations or something coming out of this process. So the political calculation on the Israeli side was, well, it doesn't make any sense to make this gesture right now when it won't lead to any results on the ground.
Haith Alamari, just a quick response on that. Can you see the logic in the Israelis' reluctance on this point and the timing?
When the Israeli government agreed to the four tranches of release of prisoners, they knew already that this is going to happen a month before the end of the talks. The Palestinians have already paid the price for that by halting their approach to the United Nations. So from that perspective, the Palestinians feel they shouldn't be paying the price for Israeli domestic political concerns. This is an Israeli obligation, and they were expected to meet it.
How do you see it, Natan, this type of explanation?
For sure, it makes sense. Just again, to explain the Israeli rationale of this, and of course, there was an agreement with the Americans and with the Palestinians when the process started to release prisoners in these four tranches. However, if you reach the end of the process and it doesn't seem to be leading to any agreement, and it doesn't seem to be even leading to any extension of the talks in order to reach some kind of an agreement in 6 months or a year from now, it just didn't make political sense for Israelis. And that would be their overwhelming argument for doing so.
Let's move on to how the Palestinians reacted by seeking recognition for over a dozen UN agencies. Haith Alamari, was this in fact a retaliation for this reluctance on the part of Israelis for releasing the prisoners? What's going on?
First of all, to be technical about it, the Palestinians very carefully calibrated their move, and they're actually not joining international agencies. They have signed international conventions which are not attached to agencies. And the reason they did this is because if they joined an agency, this would trigger an American law defunding the UN agencies. And the Palestinians were very careful not to do it because they did not want to go on a head-on collision with the United States. Now, the reason they did it, partly to raise the temperature, partly to show the Israelis that there is a price to be done, it's a shot across the bow, as it were, but also for domestic political reasons, because Abbas felt at that moment he's already under attack from Hamas, from members within his own Fatah party, and he wanted to show that he is not someone who would just lie down and take the blows, but he has something to dish back. So it's a bit of diplomacy and brinksmanship, and frankly quite risky brinksmanship, but also a big dose of domestic political management.
So Natan Goodman, with regard to this attempt, as Haith Alamari said, to sign on to not actually join these international agencies, which the Palestinians agreed not to do, but which they did, presumably in retaliation for the Israeli lack of releasing prisoners. How do the Israelis see this? Do they understand that it's probably more of a tactic rather than anything lasting? How is it perceived?
I think on a certain level, Israeli leadership understands that this is part of a tactic on both sides in trying to position themselves for the next round, and there are consequences for actions. But on the grassroots level, Israelis have this real concern about what Israel terms as lawfare, as going to international bodies in order to counter the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. And these treaties, even though they have probably nothing to do directly with the statehood, are seen as another step towards this unilateral attempt to achieve legal status for the Palestinian Authority. And that is something Israel is concerned from. The concern in Israel shifted in a certain way from the military side, from the fear of another intifada, into the fear of Palestinians taking their own steps with international backing and gaining recognition as a state without negotiating it with Israel.
Nakan Gutman is Washington Bureau Chief of the Jewish Daily Forward. He and Haith Alamari, Executive Director of the American Task Force on Palestine, spoke with Carol Castiel on the VOA program Encounter. You can have more of their conversation by going to our website at voanews.com and look for Encounter under the Programs tab.